Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What a show we had today. Thank you so much to our amazing guests. Thanks to Joe Kelly for telling us about very important Bulls contract news.
$30 million? Nah, miss me with that.
Thanks also to Steve Stone, who we got to talk to about the White Sox, where there is some good stuff to discuss, even with the present actual situation that happened. That's nice. Thanks also to June Lee, who joined us, who we want to have on again, because I like how he's trying to break the establishment.
Who we will have on again. We'll definitely have him back on.
If it's up to us, you know it. Check out his YouTube channel. I am June Lee. Thanks to all of our callers in the first hour. That was a lot of fun hearing from everybody. It's nice to enjoy sports together. And thanks to somebody out there who's going to name their cat Megatron.
Or Meowgatron.
Meowgatron?
That works as well.
Let's bring in
I
Jason
love
Leisure.
That.
Jason Leisure just looked at me with the most sarcastic look I've seen in a while. And Lawrence Holmes. Hi, guys.
That was not a sarcastic look. That's just how my face is.
Come on now.
That's how my face looks all the time.
We're
both I can't help it.
Newspaper people. I saw that look.
Resting sarcastic
yeah, exactly,
face.
Yes.
I like that.
That's
he just looked
I think
up
you
at
just
me.
Coined that. I'd never heard
yeah,
that before.
Me either. I just, yeah. That's
I like
the,
it, though.
That's off the fly.
Yeah, Leisure is in today for Spiegs.
Who
because
we'll be taking another day off.
He was not going to be here anyway tomorrow, celebrating Juneteenth. And so, what?
Juneteenth's on Monday.
No.
What?
It's tomorrow.
What?
Juneteenth
it's tomorrow.
Is tomorrow.
Oh,
Monday.
Tomorrow.
I thought we had...
No.
It's the 19th.
I thought the Monday was the 19th. Is it not?
No, tomorrow is...
Today's the 18th?
You've missed a lot of days, sir.
What happened
to you? I know Juneteenth is June 19th. I just thought it was on Monday.
No, because remember, I was taking it off, and then you were like, it's a short show. I won't take it off.
I thought it was on... For some reason, I thought it was on Monday. My bad.
No.
That's my bad.
No, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he was going to take that off, so we were like... You know, he said, do you want me to come in? Because I'm actually working tomorrow. Because I'm like, it's a short show for us, too.
I'll be working, too.
And I'm doing all my Juneteenth stuff before the show.
So, growing up in Texas, where, you know, I believe the grandmother of Juneteenth.
Yes.
And also having worked in a market in East Texas as a news reporter, where Marshall, Texas, the last standing headquarters of the Confederacy, was.
Good job.
I have always personally viewed this as a somber holiday. Because I thought it was awful that it took so long for people to find out that they were free.
I think that it can be somber. I honestly think that it should be the country's Independence Day. Like, I know that's a little bit of a radical belief,
it's
but
it's not that radical.
There's a reason I'm asking the question.
But there is a lot of joyous stuff that goes along with it. Like, I'm actually dressed for Juneteenth today just out of circumstance, but not for, because you're supposed to wear red, you're supposed to have red food, it's supposed to be a celebration of freedom. And that's why I'm glad that it's become a holiday. And because I remember when we were doing shows from home back in 2020, and people were like, well, wait, Lawrence, why do I have today off from work? And so you explain to people about what Juneteenth was, and they go, oh, that seems like a really good thing to celebrate. Yeah, that is thunder.
It is very rare for us in this office building to hear any sort of weather anything from outside.
Yeah,
especially with headphones on. That is the loudest I've ever heard the thunder. And I wasn't saying that to be like, oh, this is how people should celebrate. I just was personally coming from a place of trying to be respectful of what the holiday was about. And then saying that to ask people, because I think it's our job to also ask and discuss.
I think that whatever way you want to celebrate it, if you want to go from the idea of, isn't it horrible that there were people who were still enslaved years after the war had been over and done with, after they had been freed, great. I also think that it's okay to look at it as a celebratory, kind of the same way that a lot of people look at Memorial Day, too, where Memorial Day is steeped in it being a very somber moment, yet people continue to kind of use it as a jumping off point for family vacations and things of that nature. It's allowed to grow and morph into all sorts of stuff.
And that's kind of how I saw it. But I also, you know, I also think because of where I grew up with it, I just always thought it was really sad. So I wanted to ask you guys about it.
Well, it's appreciated. I love talking about it. I think it's a great holiday. There's going to be all sorts of cool stuff going on in this city with it over the next 24 hours. Is going to be fun stuff. Ray, you raised your hand like something was wrong. Already canceled the Cubs game?
No, when the lightning struck.
Did we go off the air?
No. It was just something I had never seen before, to the point of how loud it was. Literally behind you, Lawrence, the windows were shaking. And I have never seen that before.
Sorry, Speaks.
Wait, I just lost everybody there for a second.
Do the mics pick that up? Do people listening hear the thunder outside our window?
I don't think so.
It shook our studio.
It shook the studio to the point where the window behind Lawrence was literally shaking, and I have never seen that before.
Yeah.
I definitely felt it, and I'm definitely glad that we're leaving this portion of the building in a few minutes.
Oh, have fun, Marshall.
Yeah.
I'm also laughing because on the text line, people are concerned about you because
yes.
of what days.
Okay.
Yeah, Marshall lost some days.
Oh, so, not about the lightning.
So here's what this was about. I am on day 8 of 12 straight days, including a double back on Friday. I lost track of what day was what a long time ago, and I'm just trying to make it through Friday.
That's fair enough. Look, it happens. You work a lot, and sometimes you just kind of lose your way. But we weren't sure if it was still a holiday. Because it kind of become a floating holiday, company-wise, not nationally or culturally.
I thought maybe you meant something else, sir.
I mean...
Well, that's true, too.
I think there are a lot of places where it actually might have gone off of people's calendar as a work holiday. But we had been asking Porth, and Porth was like, you know what? I'm not sure. So he went and checked and told us earlier this week, yeah, it's a holiday if you guys want to take it off. I'm definitely going to work tomorrow, then I'm probably going to use the comp day for it to maybe go see Sox and Rockies out in Colorado, 4th of July weekend.
The opposite of the World Series.
You better
That's
believe
a huge
it.
Series for the Sox.
Nothing's a huge
series.
No.
The Rockies are going
to put the Rockies
get them
away.
Off the list, man.
Okay, yeah. I guess
Rockies
we can look
are going to bail
way.
Them out for last year.
I would rather... So here's the question, though. Would you rather the Rockies take the record away from the White Sox, or the White Sox make sure that they get the number one pick in the draft?
I don't think you can make sure you get it right. Don't they have a lottery?
Is it straight lottery now?
I think there's some element of a lottery.
Well,
to it.
They luckily last year, like, they got that out of the way. They couldn't be in the top 10 of the draft last year.
So now they're eligible.
With the worst, so they can find themselves at the top of the draft this year. But I don't think that they'll be bad. No one's as bad as the Rockies. Like, they're terrible. But the White Sox are, I don't.
But this is a good This is a good question by Marshall on principle. Like, do you want the roster gain, or do you want to no longer have to hear about 2024 White Sox ever again? And I think I would take erasing the shame of 2024.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think he's right.
Because you still have to hear it again.
I just looked at the lottery odds. It's the same for the top two, bottom two teams. So, yeah, bury them.
Just be you.
Well, they were just them last
night. Do we know if the Rockies are a revenue-sharing team? Does that get revealed with all of this?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What are the Rockies on pace for right now? Last I looked, it was like 25 wins for the year.
They're sitting on 12?
They're under 30, I think. I think they're still under 30. No, aren't they up to 15?
They are 16 and 57.
Ooh, 16.
They're red hot. Uh-oh. They're red hot.
They're 4-6 in their last 10, which is a heater for them.
Yes.
Well, they had won that series against the Marlins. They swept the Marlins.
They've won their last three, yes.
They're on pace for 35 wins.
That's not great.
Well, it's great for the White Sox.
I guess. I'm also not as encouraged by the current White Sox.
No, you don't have to be, but if the Rockies get the White Sox off of that record, it's going to be talked about every year.
They're still going to have three
someone might
100.
Be as bad as the 2024 White Sox this year. We're going to hear about that for the rest of our lives.
We still have three straight 100 loss seasons.
We all lived last year, and we know even though the country has forgotten and will forget about the White Sox winning the World Series 20 years ago, they will not forget about the fact that they posted the worst record until the 2025 Rockies came on.
I will say this, too. It's not like with the White Sox and what they were doing last year, it's not like we'll ever look back and be like, it wasn't that bad. It's going to be a thing regardless of if the Rockies break the record or not. I think they earned what they got last year, the White Sox did, from the ownership all the way down to the bat boys, whoever. They earned having the worst or at least the highest loss mark of all time.
Yeah, and I think the Rockies are in the same boat that the White Sox were last year, right? They can't get the number one pick. I don't think that they can have a top 10 pick.
I did not study Colorado Rockies draft stuff in my show prep.
It's the same thing as the White Sox last season. I think that they are not eligible to have the number one pick, which is the shame of having the worst team in Major League Baseball history, because you don't get bailed out by people wanting equilibrium and things to be fair.
Just to let you know how that went last year, the Nationals actually got the number one pick. They had the fourth best odds at 10.2%. Then it's the Angels, who had an 18% chance of getting the number one pick. Then it's the Mariners, who had a 0.5% chance of getting the number one pick. Then it's the Rockies, who will have the fourth pick in this year's draft, even though they had a 22.5% chance of getting the number one pick.
Hey, those Angels have a top 10 candidate right now at All-Star voting for DH, sir.
The Angels are actually in contention for the wild card.
They've run back in it. The American League is wild when you look at the wild card standings.
Mm-hmm. That's the good way of putting it. It's the fact that they're in the American League. And Jorge Soler, last check, had over 77,000 votes.
The Angels are two games out of the last wild card spot in the American League.
And how many teams are within four games of the last wild card spot? Because it's a big number.
One, two, three, four, five, six teams.
Woof.
And that's before you get to Baltimore, who theoretically could turn it on with all that talent.
They are turning it on right now. Baltimore's been better as of late. So, listen, Major League Baseball right now is great in that I think more people are paying attention, whether it's in full form with the pitch clock or in short form, just watching highlights on your social media of choice. I think more people are engaged than have ever been before this deep into the season, if that makes sense. Because teams haven't been counted out yet.
Yes, and I think that might have played a role into kind of where we're at from a trade perspective. And Jed told us yesterday that he didn't think the Devers thing was necessarily going to jumpstart the trade thing. My thing is, you don't have to wait. You can be the team that sets the market. And I think the Devers thing is bad for the Cubs on a couple different angles. I think it's bad because it makes the Giants a legit contender, and they already kind of were.
One more team to worry about.
And it opens up money in Boston for Kyle Tucker, if that's another place that he might be interested in going, considering that they'll probably try and re-sign Alex Bregman too.
Well, also, there's the part of, why is it bad to start early? Because you can win more games with the person you want to win with.
Yeah.
Like, there's that part of it too. It's not like there's not a benefit. If you want to acquire somebody who's a better fit for your team, if that person makes an improvement, theoretically, you would have a head start on winning more games, thereby further accomplishing your goal.
So, Marshall, your shirt is going to spark a topic for us later on in the show. And since we have two people that have spent their careers moving from place to place, you two are good people to throw this out to and ask.
Give it to me.
What's a regional restaurant that you guys miss being here in Chicago?
It's not even a question for me. It is definitely Hardee's. They have the
Lawrence loves
that
too.
They have their post breakfast is whatever, but before 10:30 a.m.
it's elite.
It is the most elite fast food breakfast going.
Wow.
So I was telling Jason this.
You were so passionate when you said
what?
When I covered the Bears.
Okay.
I used to love to go to Bourbonnais because there was a Hardee's at exit 315 in Manteno. So like the last exit before you get to Bourbonnais, which is what, exit 322, I think. So you go to Manteno, you get your Hardee's breakfast, because I agree with you, Marshall, it is elite breakfast fast food. I think there's still one. I think there's actually one now in the South Burbs.
Okay.
So like Hazelcrest, like somewhere around there. And there's definitely one in Mattoon, or at least there was, because, you know, I used to go down there occasionally to the Colas, Arcola, Tuscola, like south of Champaign, and there were some down there. But yes, that's on the list for me.
Also,
Layla?
I was going to say post-breakfast, it's definitely got to be Cookout.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. That's like the Carolinas, right?
Or, yeah,
that's, yeah.
There's two for me. Number one, Taco Bueno. Not Taco Cabana, not Taco Bell, Taco Bueno.
Where's that?
Texas.
Okay.
But like their Mexi dips and chips were amazing. It was a whole vibe, entree, whatever you want to call it. So Taco Bueno, and then, of course, Whataburger. But I like Whataburger for the non-burger stuff a lot of the times, like the breakfast, for example, that you can get starting at 11 at night. And if you work nightside, that was like a treat. You know, you would get it sometimes after work, after a particularly rough day, or maybe you hadn't eaten. So I heard that the firm which bought Whataburger, that is based out of here, is opening up a Whataburger somewhere in one of the Carolinas.
I thought you were going to say Chicago. I was about
But what I'm going to say is, I would like you to open up one in Chicago.
But right now our closest is the Carolinas. That's where we'd have to go.
I think it would be farther. I think it's probably closer to just go straight down the line to Texas.
I like Whataburger for the chicken tenders. The chicken tenders with the white gravy.
Honey butter chicken biscuits.
The white gravy.
Biscuits, they got biscuits. But for me, it's the breakfast taquito. And then also Taco Bueno. The Taco Bueno was amazing.
Yeah. People in the mob, thank you. Yeah. The Hardee's is in South Holland. So it's not far from here at all.
The text line.
It's not far. Like, it's 25 minutes from here, Marshall.
Wait, there's a Hardee's
in South Holland.
Okay, I might have to check that out.
So basically, if you go to the place that's right next to the place where they had to kick the lady out because she was out here maybe stealing from people, and like the next suburb over, it says you can go get yourself some Hardee's.
Listen, people don't understand, and this all goes back to like the whole childhood thing, right? And just appreciating the vintage nature of what you grew up and what got you excited. It's like when I do go to Taco Bell those 2 to 3 times a year, and it's not like the Taco Bell is great. I just get it, and I'm like, okay, that was probably a bad decision. But
this
you know
is
what?
Familiar and it tastes
good. The nostalgia waves over you. You know, no one does a better job probably than like the insurance commercials from Geico. They brought back so much stuff from your childhood. Now that we have quote unquote buying power in the 25 to 54, and they take advantage of that. And the same thing with like fast food. The fast food is not as good as you remember it. I don't know if it's because they make it different or because you're eating better food now, or both, but you'll still reach out and get something and then eat it and be like, okay, that wasn't as good as I remember, but I'm glad I did it.
I thought you were going to say, I guess it's not technically fast food, but I thought you were going to say Torchy's.
Yeah, Torchy's isn't fast food, so it doesn't count in my book.
But when you get west of, when you get towards the Rocky Mountains and you find a Torchy's Tacos.
Okay, I've never been there, but I'll put it on my list.
The VCU staff, the Virginia Commonwealth staff for basketball, told me that they opened one up in Virginia.
Really?
In Richmond, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So I guess I'll check that out if I'm ever in Richmond, but yeah, Torchy's is up there for me. I love Torchy's, but I don't know. I consider it like a fast casual.
That
it started out as a food truck.
It's a place where you go sit down most of the time anyway, I guess it wouldn't count.
But yeah, in Taco Bueno over Taco Cabana, which is kind of a, that's a choice. But I made it.
I'll trust it. I've not been to either, but I am intrigued.
Taco Bueno is rare. It's rare even in Texas. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
I like the idea of Marshall on a Saturday now, like heading to South Holland and getting his Hardee's on.
Don't
say I won't.
In the morning for breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, that's a night, because I'm a morning person anyway. That'd be like a good workout and then like, oh, you know what? I'm going to take a little drive. I mean, run some errands.
So that place doesn't even exist to you after 10 a.m. practically.
Oh, no, 10:30 a.m. I'm not because trying to.
I don't think I've ever eaten there other than breakfast.
That's the same. That's the inverse of how I feel about Taco Bell. You mentioned Taco Bell. Like, that is an exclusively a nighttime place.
So no breakfast at Taco Bell.
No anything. You. Like, that's got to, that's even like.
That's late night. It's got to be past a certain p.m., right?
I don't even
go
of
that
it
route.
As dinner time. That's like.
Interesting.
Second dinner or coming home late from something,
fourth
whether it's
meal,
work
right?
Or,
wasn't
exactly,
that their whole
thing?
They've leaned into that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They own that.
$59.79, that value menu for Taco Bell. There was one in the Winn-Dixie parking lot where I worked, and it was either 10 tacos from Taco Bell or 5 for $5 for Arby's. Those two were the standalone restaurants in the Winn-Dixie parking lot. And I used to crush that food, and people thought I was crazy.
Also
10 tacos in one setting is a choice.
Like I can go to Texas and I'm not necessarily having Whataburger or Taco Bueno. I think it's been multiple years since I've had either, but you know what, it has not been multiple years since I've had In-N-Out Burger.
Let's go.
Every time I go to California, period, paragraph.
I'm
not here for the In-N-Out slander. I need In-N-Out
in
California.
I've got plenty of it for you. Man, do the California people get so
In-N-Out
mad.
In-N-Out in Texas is not
the same. It's like you insulted
their
mother when you say it.
In-N-Out
in Texas is just okay.
But In-N-Out in Texas is not the same. And I think that's an important part of it, too.
Well, I think Layla's right in that it's locally sourced. I think Jason's right in that what you have to understand about In-N-Out is, for the value, the price you're paying for burger, that's the best burger there is, for the number of dollars you are spending on it. Also, I will definitely say, on more than one occasion, I have gone to In-N-Out Burger, gotten the burger, and across the street there's a McDonald's. That's where I get my fries from. Because
I
don't want
that.
Potato sticks from the vending machine. If I wanted
let me
that,
put you
I,
this way. I will get off the plane, and like, Dad will
oh,
pick me
first,
up, and then he's
that
like,
LAX, the one right by LAX?
No, not that one necessarily, because we get on the way home. So, like, it's in the car on the way home.
That's a beautiful thing.
We get it for the fam.
So we're going to do that. Like, we're going to have a little fun with that later on in the show. Herb Howard is going to hang out with us at 3 o'clock.
Man, the
allegedly.
Bigs are making some news.
Yeah, allegedly is a good way to put it with Herb Howard.
All things Herb Howard are alleged.
We know
all
he'll
things.
Be here. It's just a matter of...
In studio?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
When he'll be here.
No, you know how, like, some people have the title in front of their name, like doctor, director or whatever. His is alleged.
Allegedly
Herb Howard.
Herb Howard will be here at 3 o'clock. We are going to talk about the Bengals dysfunction, because my goodness. Cody Westland's going to talk Bulls with us. Spiegs is going to join us from Wrigley. We think
we're going to let him sing here.
Allegedly.
Well, he can sing on the air instead.
Allegedly is a good word for it.
Super allegedly.
That's the title of today's show.
Look outside.
When we come back, we are going to talk about how crazy last night was. We'll talk about PCA and who this series means more for. All that's coming up after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.